My name is Janelle Minema, and I work over at Vision of Hope along with Heather Starkweather. And we've both worked there since they've opened in 2008, and we've both been counselors there the entire time. We also have other jobs that we do. Currently, I'm the household manager. I oversee all the food and ordering it, getting it in the house, making sure that it's taken care of, all the maintenance. Anything that has to do with the house, I also take care of. And then Heather is our social worker, and she does a lot of the case management, things that have to do with legal or medical, anything that really is a case management type of work. So if you don't know what Vision of Hope is, a lot of you probably do. It's a ministry here of Faith Church, and the building is behind the community center. And it's a residential treatment center that opened to serve ladies that are in the range of 14 to 28 years of age. And the main four areas that we treat are drug and alcohol dependence, habits of self-harm, eating disorders, and ladies with unplanned pregnancies. We do have a variety of other things that we've worked with, but those are the four main areas. Now, when you look at your notes today, it does say that we're doing a case study of a resistant counselee, but what we're actually going to do is take four different areas that we've found to be areas that we see ladies could be resistant to change. Heather will be coming in a minute and share with us the area of folly and pleasure. And what we see in that type of a characteristic is somebody that would much rather do what they want, and they pursue a life of pleasure. They don't really want to be told what to do, and they'll be resistant to what you're trying to counsel them to obey in the scriptures. Then I will come up and talk about people that struggle with fear. Now, the fear that I'm going to mostly focus on, because there's a lot of different types of fear, is those that struggle with resting and trusting in Christ is sufficient for their salvation. And then Heather will return and talk to us a little bit about labels and what it looks like to wear labels. That can be like the DSM labels. It could just be victim, loser, whatever type of label this person wants to put on themselves. And they like to hide behind it sometimes. So they can be very resistant when you try to take those labels away. And then finally, I'll come back up and talk to you about trauma or abuse and how that affects people so much so that it seems like the beautiful truths of Scripture don't penetrate down into their hearts. And so they can be resistant to the beautiful truths of Scripture. So we'll talk about those four main areas. And we understand that if somebody is not a believer, they will be resistant because they don't have the power of the Holy Spirit in them. And so we understand that, of course, that would be a main area, but we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about that. Someone like that, you would just keep in the gospel until you see some progress towards salvation. So let's go ahead and open in prayer, and then I'll have Heather come. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this conference and these guests. Lord, we thank you that your word is sufficient, and Lord, that we have hope and we have answers, even for people that are resistant. So Lord, we thank you for that. We pray now that you would really be here and really guide us and direct us. Help us to be clear. Help everyone to listen. I know sitting here for so long, it gets hard. So I would pray for that. And so Lord, thank you. Thank you for this time. We commit it to you in Christ's name. Amen.
Sometimes a counselee is resistant due to a foolish desire to seek pleasure. They know instruction in the scripture to flee from foolishness and folly. However, the strong pull of their previous temptations still seems so attractive. They've usually spent years pursuing their pleasure, and this is a very difficult area for them to put to death. Some characteristics that we often see in our counselees are that they do not seek counsel from you or even otherwise godly authority figures like their parents, their pastors, their deacons, or other godly mentors, but rather they make independent and unwise decisions. For example, she might come to you to counseling telling you the bad news after the fact. So something happened and she didn't know how to handle it biblically, so rather than seeking your counsel, she made a really quick decision and now the two of you have a mess to try to clean up together. Or she might not even tell you about it at all. You might find out as a natural result of what consequences come her way. For example, I once had a counselee who was coming to me for a drug addiction, and we were working through that. Before too long, she just kind of dropped a bomb on me that she had a boyfriend and she was actually living with him. So I was kind of shocked. That didn't come out in gathering data. And so she said they had been in this really serious relationship. She was adamant that even though that they lived together, there was no physical contact between the two of them. But I counseled her on the foolishness of being in this type of a living arrangement, but she kept assuring me that she was working on a plan to move out as soon as possible. So she's working on that. We're also working on the drug addiction. And I started to become concerned after time because it just seemed like she was dragging her feet with this living arrangement. And guess what happened? To my surprise, she came to counseling. This was like maybe 3 or 4 weeks after she had dropped this bombshell that she was living together, telling me she was pregnant and she was going to get married. Her resistance to my counsel resulted in a foolish decision, and that had huge life-changing ramifications for her. Another characteristic of foolishness that we can see in a counselee is that they'll make a spur-of-the-moment decision before considering what the outcome would be. Part of not seeking counsel goes hand in hand with making quick and restless decisions without thinking through consequences. Sometimes counselees have just a narrow view, an earthly view, and they don't plan well, and they put themselves or sometimes find themselves in situations that they're not prepared to face. So rather than removing themselves from a situation, they decide to just go with the flow and ride it out. And this sometimes just results in disastrous situations. When ladies at Vision of Hope have approval for a home weekend visit, we give them a cell phone. So if they have an emergency or they have a situation they're not sure how to handle it and they'd like some counsel, they can call the emergency cell phone. But some resistant counselees don't utilize that resource at all. Instead, they try to breeze through their weekend without ever slowing down enough to recognize that things change. And so you have to readjust your plan sometimes. You can have a great plan in counseling about how to handle the weekend, but stuff's going to come up that you didn't know you were going to face. That's what that cell phone is for. So this spur of the moment making decision often leads them to making foolish choices, and sometimes they even end up pursuing the same sinful desires that they came to Vision of Hope to get help with, like addictions or eating disorders. Another problem that we sometimes see with a resistant counselee is that they do not want to be told by anyone what they may or may not do. One counselee I work with, she really puzzled me because she wouldn't seek my counsel even regarding things that I would probably approve or say yes to. It just seemed bizarre. I couldn't figure out what was her motive in not wanting to ask permission to do something that I would probably approve. So I kept asking her a lot of questions to try to figure out what was the problem here. I found out that it wasn't that she was afraid I was going to say no or that I would disapprove. It was that she did not want to be told either way by anybody what she could or couldn't do. She just wanted to do what she wanted to do. So one example was she wanted to date a godly man, and I probably would have approved it. But instead, she was sneaking around. She was lying about having communication with him. And then she got in trouble, where if she had only sought counsel about it, it wouldn't have been a big deal at all. Not all counselees who struggle with seeking folly and pleasure will continue to pursue it. Even though they may be a resistant counselee, they certainly can change. We do have success stories of ladies who were persistent in counseling for a long time. And as we offer solutions to their problems with foolishness, we often see growth as we work hard to help them understand some really key concepts from Scripture, such as 1 Corinthians 6:19. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. As a counselee begins to recognize that God has complete ownership of their lives, they become more willing to submit to His direction for them. They must also have a deep understanding and appreciation for the cross. their view of Christ's